Right now, we're joined with Brendan in the studio to talk about On This Day in History. It's the 8th of May, and we've got lots to learn about today, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got plenty to learn about today, Sam.
Excellent. So let's start off with a little bit of history, shall we?
Sure thing. Well, happy V-Day, because today's the day in 1945 when US President Harry Truman announced that World War II has officially ended in Europe. And there was just massive celebrations going on throughout the world because of that. It's now known as V-Day, or VE Day, which stands for Victory in Europe Day. And it was a public holiday celebrated on the 8th of May in 1945, celebrating the Germans' unconditional surrender.
Such a historical day, but how did people celebrate it?
Yeah, so celebrations pretty much erupted throughout the Western world. From Moscow all the way to Los Angeles, there was nothing but joyous celebrations. In the United Kingdom, more than 1 million people celebrated in the streets to mark the end of the European part of the war. In London, massive crowds pretty much flooded Trafalgar Square and Buckingham Palace, where they were greeted by King George, Queen Elizabeth, and Prime Minister of the time, Winston Churchill, on the balcony of the palace, pretty much celebrating and revving these people up. Princess Elizabeth, who's now Elizabeth II, was actually amongst the crowd incognito, celebrating with the civilians.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is this VE Day still celebrated?
Yeah, in Great Britain and US, it's still celebrated, and some cities within the nations and formerly occupied cities in Western Europe. They pretty much put out flags and banners rejoicing the defeat of the Nazi regime.
Amazing. So what else have you learnt about today in history?
Transform you into a slurm queen like myself.
But your highness, she's a commoner. Her slurm will taste foul.
Yes, which is why we'll market it as new slurm. Then, when everyone hates it, we'll bring back slurm classic and make billions.
Yeah, it's my last day here, so I thought I'd have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sound bites from Futurama, which led me into my next discovery on this day. It's a parody of the real-life Coca-Cola event, which happened on this day in 1985, when New Coke was released to the public as part of Coca-Cola's 99th anniversary celebrations. After losing market shares, Coca-Cola Company was finding that people were actually enjoying Pepsi a little bit more, which led them to introduce this new formula.
Oh, I see. Now, just off topic, listening to that sound clip, I want to go watch Futurama again, yeah. So thank you. So how was the new Coke formula received by the public?
Yeah, so it was a sweeter tasting beverage, which was designed to be a fresh new taste of Coke. However, it pretty much got panned nationwide, got negative reactions from most consumers. It was only about 3 months after the release where Coca-Cola returned to its original formula and rebranded it as Coca-Cola Classic. This saw massive gains in sales, and to this day, I personally think it was one of the most brilliant marketing ploys, although they claim it was unintentional.
Any other facts for us?
Yes. It's Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, as people know, and on this day in 1914, the US Congress passed a joint resolution that designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day to the mums out there. I pretty much got that fact because mum asked me last week what day Mother's Day was this year, and I had no idea, and she gave me a clip across the year. So I thought to make it up to her, I'd let her pick her favourite song for me to play this morning for all of you. However, she said it's too early, she won't be listening. So, so I pretty much just picked House of the Rising Sun because I know it's a classic and she likes it a little bit.
Well, that's lovely. And one thing I do want to mention is that you've been working with us through your internship, and Brendan, it's been wonderful having you on, and I hope you've enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yes, I have enjoyed it. I'll miss the team. I'll miss doing these segments. However, I don't think I'll miss the early mornings that much.
No, you definitely have to be a particular type of person to get up, or you just have to be caffeinated constantly.
Yeah,
like
pretty
I
much.
Am. But yeah, so on this day next year, I guess we'll talk about how you were here for yeah. your last day.
I might even be back.
Oh, who knows? Yeah. Stay tuned, everyone. Well, thank you again, and let's have a listen to House of the Rising Sun.
Thank you.